You are listening to a hearing on February 14, 2012, LD 1671, which is an act to provide funding to the Department of Transportation for a feasibility study of an east-west highway. We join the hearing while it is in process.
Right, the bill.
Everybody else, except for four or five other states, were growing jobs, and we're still going in the wrong direction. I would like to just go off script and say that my day job is
The bill.
Everybody else, except for four or five other states, were growing jobs, and we're still going in the wrong direction. I would like to just go off script and say that my day job is marketing the materials that we make, which are mostly highway construction type materials, basically in the whole southern tier of the state of Maine. So I kind of have a unique perspective on what's going on, and if it wasn't for the MPRP stuff, the CMP power line stuff, the hospital that's being built here in Augusta, and a couple of other fairly large jobs, there isn't much going on. And we do not expect, as a matter of fact, we're pretty sure, that Maine DOT or the Federal Highway Administration will not fill those voids as those jobs wind down. Those projects are going to wind down. They're either half done or two-thirds done, depending on your perspective. Our perspective is the stuff on the ground more than the building going up. But those jobs are going to wind down, and we don't know what's going to backfill that. I think we've got a serious issue moving forward in the heavy and highway construction area of this economy. So what I would say is, if we, and the final line of this testimony says, if we don't take the steps necessary to keep the east-west highway moving forward, then what billion-dollar proposal is going to take its place? So I guess I would end my testimony to fine folks with a question for you. And I'd be happy to answer any that you might have.
Any questions of Mr. Handley? Seeing none, thank you for your testimony.
Thank you.
Any additional testimony in favor of LD 1671? Please announce your name for the audience as well as the listening audience.
Good afternoon, Senator Collins, Representative Seabra. My name is Ben Gilman. I am from Gorham, and I represent the Maine State Chamber of Commerce, a statewide business organization made up of a network of 5,000 businesses all across the state. I'm here to deliver our testimony in support of LD 1671. I'd like to just take a quick side note and say that Dana Connors, the President and CEO of the Maine State Chamber, sends his regrets. He wanted to be here himself. This is an issue that's very important to us. And as a former DOT commissioner, he's very familiar with it. So he does send us his regrets. He wanted to be here himself this afternoon. But as I sat back in the audience and listened to the testimony being delivered, that this has been a concept since the 60s as it's been delivered, it reminded me. Back when I was a college student at the University of Maine back in 1995, I started getting involved in the political process. I interned for Senator Olympia Snow up in Bangor, and as an intern, the first meeting that I attended was a feasibility of an east-west highway. So it doesn't go back to the 60s, but back to the 90s. It was the first issue I was involved in, and so I'm here today to deliver our testimony in support of this. We'd like to start out by thanking Senator Thomas for submitting this legislation, and also for the timing of this feasibility study. We think the timing of this is very well received as we position our state coming out of the recession in this economy. And it's important that we get the facts and the information of moving forward the possibility of an east-west highway. I think it's very important, as we saw earlier, as with the benefits. We sit in the middle of large populations here in the Northeast United States. Last statistic I heard was a population of 55 million in the Northeast. We're in the center of that commerce. A lot of commerce could go on if we establish this east-west highway, and the Maine business community is very supportive of that. So we encourage you to support the feasibility study as it moves forward. Thank you for your time. And be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions of Mr. Gilman? Seeing none. Thank you for your testimony.
Senator.
Any additional testimony in favor of LD 1671? Please step forward and announce your name, please. Before we go any further, I'd like to acknowledge in the audience former House Chair of this committee, the Honorable Representative Fisher. Welcome.
Senator Collins, members of the committee, my name is Tim Doyle, and I'm the Vice President of Maine Motor Transport Association. Our association is comprised of approximately 1,200 member companies whose employees comprise a large portion of the 33,000 people